This week marks the 136th annual Westminster Dog Show at Madison Square Garden. And John invited all of you to send in your pictures of your canine pets. Videos, fine as well. But
they never do. We ask them, but they never do.
They do.
They
do. People send in pictures of their dog. They love their
dog. If we make
it
a big contest, we do. But
oh.
Like the Westminster Dog Show.
Like the Westminster Dog Show, where Sarah Montague is reporting. She's senior producer for Selected Shorts and the Westminster Dog Show correspondent for our co-producer, WNYC. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about how much the Westminster Dog Show has changed over its 136 years. There are people now saying that it's becoming less of a sort of elitist upper crust event. Is that true?
I would say absolutely. Dog shows, as you know, the show first started in 1877. It was a sport for gentlemen, and pretty much only gentlemen. You know, it was something they did because having dogs recreationally was really something for the upper classes then. Other people had dogs for work. So this collapsing of the dog, you know, the dog as a functional object in a home and a decorative and playful one has really part of been the democratizing of dog shows. So now really anyone can do it.
Social media is playing its part in this. Some of these dogs have their own Facebook pages.
They do, hugely, and they have enormous followings. London, the Standard Poodle, has over 2,000 fans. There's a charming wire-haired fox terrier with thousands of fans, and their owners say that people write to her from all over the world.
Does this play a part into the dogs that get chosen? I remember the discussion that we had when Uno the Beagle was chosen, for example, that sporting dogs generally have a tougher time than, say, a Pomeranian, maybe. Is that also playing into the judging itself?
People in the dog show world would say absolutely not. There are really very rigorous standards about how dogs are judged. Nevertheless, familiarity helps. So the most of the major dogs in the country, there are 20 top dogs, have very strong media campaigns behind them.
I love that.
They have media managers,
managers. Yes.
But the judge will always tell you he's chosen the best dog on the day.
Before we move on to talking about who might win this year, let's talk a little bit about former winners. I mean, we know what happens when somebody, say, wins Miss America. What happens when a dog wins Best in Show? What does their life then become?
Exactly the same. I generally eschew the beauty contest parallel because I think it's kind of silly, but they actually do exactly the same thing. David Fry, the Westminster Kennel Club communications director, takes them all over the country to appearances and flies with them on planes where they generally have their own seats.
And
I want to be a dog media manager. That's my new job.
Really?
I'm quitting. Yeah.
I'm not sure how you apply for that.
I can introduce you to some people.
All right. So let's talk about who might actually win. And from what I understand, you can't judge who will win this year by the deerhound that won last year.
Absolutely no connection at all. There's no fashion in this. There's no, you know, people always say about the Oscars, oh, so-and-so is going to win because he's been nominated 6 times and this is his year. No relation at all. There are 20 top dogs. Chances are pretty good. One of those dogs is likely to be the winner, depending on who wins the groups. I can go into that. But generally speaking, the judge is going in fresh. You know, they're sequestered like jurors. They have no idea until they get out onto the floor who they're looking at. And then they are looking for the best possible version of whatever it is they're seeing. And every one of them tends to say, he or she just said, tonight, it's me.
So let's talk about who it may be this year. Mm-hmm. Which canine is looking good?
Well, last night there were 4 group judges, and amongst those winners, one of the top favorites certainly is the incredibly charming Malachi, the Pekingese. Here I am quizzing his handler, David Fitzpatrick, on the floor. If you want to pull that,
I have to say, to me, it looks like showing a rose bush. How do you kind of bring it out in him?
Well, he brings it out in himself. You know, he's got character, he's got showmanship, he's got charisma, and, you know, and he's a correct little Pekingese, so I don't really have to do much except take good care of him. He's a very regal dog, Malachi is.
Okay, and you spoke with the handlers or the judge, also the winner of the herding group.
Yes, I thought that was kind of an interesting story. This is a very well-known handler of German Shepherd dogs, but as you probably know, Susan Orlean from The New Yorker wrote a best-selling book about Rin Tin Tin, one of America's iconic heroes, so I asked him about that.
This dog could be a Rin Tin Tin if you wanted to talk about his attitude and his ability. He's a very intelligent dog and a very easy dog to get along with and to work with. And he's come to grow on me every time I see him. I think he just gets better.
That's a judge talking about Cappy the German Shepherd. So Cappy the German Shepherd sounds like he's got some pretty good chance.
He does. The leading dog in the country has actually not been on the floor yet. He's being judged today. This is a Cocker Spaniel called. His call name is Beckham, and his other name...
Like the soccer star.
Exactly like the soccer star.
Well, let's
He's such
hear...
a happy, good-natured dog. He's an incredible temperament, besides a beautiful show dog. That's why... And he likes to play. They're beautifully spotted dogs. Their attitude is like life is a party.
That, a spotted dog, they must be talking about a Dalmatian.
They were. That was the incredibly gleeful co-owner of Ian, the Dalmatian, who won the non-sporting group last night. A very showy shower, as you might imagine. You know, this kind of field of spots coming at you is sort of amazing to look at. Dalmatians are sometimes considered a bit tricky and reticent, so they really consider him an ambassador for the breed.
All right. Where's the ever fabulous Sarah Montague, who's got the best title ever, Westminster Dog Show correspondent for our co-producer WNYC and senior producer for Selected Shorts. Thank you.
Thank you. Woof.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.